What makes people more persuasive and influential than other people? The science around persuasion began about 40 years ago in the direction of Dr. Cialdini at University of Arizona. In week one of this series, I describe why persuasion or influence will never occur if you rely solely on your reason, intellect, or intuition. Because the science is clear, our minds rely on our unconscious, or rules of thumb to guide decisions, which means that if we don't know how to tap these deep unconscious resources, we will have little chance of influencing anyone, much less recruiting the most savvy people we run into. 40 years ago, as the research boiled down the reasons or principles in getting a yes, they were able to boil it down to six abiding principles. These principles are shortcuts you can use in an ethical manner will increase the chances significantly that others will say yes to your request. And I've already described two principles, reciprocity and consistency. Today's principle is on liking. We are significantly more influenced to say yes to people who we like. That makes sense, doesn't it? Well, research has found that there are three factors that lead to being liked. We like people who are similar to us, we like people who pay us compliments, and we like people who cooperate with us towards a mutual goal. So let's take a look at each one. How does similarities factor into the whole principle of influence? So here's a research project. A group of MBA students from two universities were told to negotiate a series of problems. And group one was told, hey, listen, time is money. In this group, only 55% of the group was able to come to some sort of agreement during the negotiations. In the other group, the control group, or the study group, one half of the negotiating parties were told, before you begin negotiating with the other half of the students, we want you to first talk and find some similarities between you and them. Once this is done, then start the negotiations. This group was about to come to an agreement of 90%. So what about complimenting? How does that fit into liking? A recent study by Grant, 2010, has systematically evaluated the effectiveness of compliments as a compliance technique. By using a scripted situation involving one participant and two confederates, one acting as a fellow participant and another as an experimenter. During this setup, the participants completed a questionnaire, and while waiting for the experimenter to return, the confederates started a conversation with the participant. In the compliment condition, the confederate must said something like, I like your sweater, where did you get it? And in the control condition, they may have said, do you find it warm in here? The conversation would then lead to a confederate asking whether the participant would help out in handing out flyers for which they were responsible. In the final phase of the study, they were asked by the experimenter to switch questionnaires and form impressions of each other based on the responses. And what were their findings? Simply paying someone a compliment on an item of clothing nearly doubled compliance rates to the request to hand out flyers, with 79% of the participants in the compliment condition versus 46% in the control condition complying. This demonstrates that compliments were effective in increasing compliance to a direct request significantly. The last factor of liking is helping others towards a goal. This factor has plenty of research to back it up as well. We don't have time to discuss it today, but we all know people who have a special place in our hearts because they've helped us towards a goal. So are you asking people to join your office before ever developing this principle of being liked? Prior to exercising any of the factors responsible for building the liking principle? My hunch is that you can look directly at the percentage of interviews to hires, to converted hires, and if it's less than 30%, my hunch is that you could use these principles of influence. Study them and apply them more regularly in an ethical way. It's not just scientifically proven to be effective, it's the right thing to do as well.